world because this world was so important to you. I got news for you, friend. That almighty dollar will let you down some of these days. Men will let you down. That's right. You better be careful about the confidence you place in men. They'll let you down. You know, I've made promises to people, and the very best I could do at the time I made it, I had every intention of fulfilling that promise. But some unforeseen circumstance came up, and I couldn't deliver on the goods. Aren't you glad that that's not the case with Jesus? Aren't you glad that what he promised is able also to perform? Aren't you glad today, my friend, that the sacrifice that he made avails for us today? Aren't you glad today that the blessing we have, that he's blessed us with, that we have the opportunity to communicate or return a portion of that that the Lord has blessed us with to his kingdom? I'll tell you right now, I want to give it back. I want to give back what God has given me. What a blessing that is. You know, sometimes we sing an old song. Dr. Watts wrote it 275 years ago. He said, am I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb? And shall I fear to own his cause of lust to speak his name? Must I be carried to the skies on flowery beds of ease while others fought to win the prize and sail through bloody seas? Sure, I must fight if I would reign. Increase my courage, Lord. I'll bear the toil, endure the pain, supported by thy word. I tell you, brother, today, I'm ready to make a sacrifice. I'm ready right now. Now, after a while, I might not be so built up in the Spirit of God, but right now, I'm ready to make a sacrifice, just like old brother Caleb was. You know, Caleb was 85 years old, and a long time before Caleb ever got to be 85. He'd been promised a place called Hebron, but you know, when he got 85, he went to possess that inheritance, and he looked up there, and he said, give me the mountain. He looked up there, Hebron, and he saw it. Do you know what Hebron means? The word Hebron means fellowship. The word Hebron means fellowship. And today, when I can come to where you are in the mountain of the Lord's house, I'll tell you, I want fellowship. I want your fellowship. I want the fellowship of God. But not only that, did you know what? Hebron was a fellowship, all right, but Hebron was also known for its fruitfulness. For its fruitfulness. And thank the good Lord that we have some remaining fruit, don't we? We have some remaining fruit. Jesus said in John chapter 15, he said, you've not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you that you should go forth and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. You see, there ought to be some remaining fruit that we can leave behind. Why? Because of the sacrifices that we've made. Today, you and I have the blessing of the church because of some sacrifices that some faithful old brethren have made back down through the ages of time. Now, I remember some of the greatest times that I can remember in my life, with those great old men that I came up under, Elder C.M. Mills, Elder H.P. Copeland, all of them dead and gone on to be with the Lord now. Brother Wilson, who was so faithful here, and many more like them throughout this great land and country that gave themselves and made great sacrifices for the cause that you and I have today. What a blessing they were. God bless their sweet memory today. I remember when I was a child, and I went to the old church, and you know, then there wasn't any air conditioning in the house. We drove up on the ground, and the house was full. And you know, Papa sat back there when they got through with the crops, and it'd be ginning time. And he says, you know, even in the midst of ginning time, we had a cotton gin there. And he said, my granddaddy would say, let's put the mules in the stable and turn the cow to the calf. It's meeting day. We'll make a sacrifice to go to the house of God. I'll tell you, we may need to go back to some of those times, you hear me? May need to go back to some of those times. I'll tell you this today, that when I was a child, we'd go to church and the windows on the house would be up, and we'd drive up on the grounds, and then we still do, sing out of a little black hymn book called the Lloyd Hymn Book. It didn't have any notes in it, but we learned to sing out of it and do it right good still today. But you know, he'd drive up on the ground. I remembered as a child when I drove up on the ground and heard him a singing, did thou, dear Jesus, suffer shame and bear the cross for me? Joy flooded my soul, and to that day I offered myself to the church, and they took me in, baptized me. I'll tell you, I left the burden back there, brothers and sisters, that never bothered me again. I left it back there. So many times I'm ashamed of me, but I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ that I love so very well today. And I've heard these brethren preach so many times. What a great experience it is today for us as God's people when we come to the house of God to leave all the things that trouble us and disturb us for a little while and make a sacrifice here in the kingdom of God. How do you feel about it tonight? Is it a blessing to you? Is it something that does something for you that nothing else can? I'll tell you today, when I've become discouraged and cast down and everything looks like there's no light at the end of the tunnel. And listen, young folks tonight, old folks alike, in this hell-raising generation that is no friend of grace, you remember this tonight, that they tell you this, you're only passing through this world one time. Don't you make a sacrifice for anything or anybody. You step on who you have to get to the top. That's their idea of success. But I want to tell you one thing. They say, look at yourself. Oh, look at yourself. It's yourself. That's what matters. If you don't do it for yourself, nobody will ever do it for you. You do it for yourself. Self, self, self. That's what you hear. You know what Jesus said about yourself? Deny yourself. Deny yourself. That's hard for us to do sometimes. You know what it takes? A sacrifice. It takes a sacrifice. Now, I'm not near done, but I'm going to quit. And I think that you can visualize what is being said here. I think that you can see these sacrifices that you and I can make that are beneficial to us. I think you can see the sacrifice that Christ made. And let me encourage you tonight, as God's child, who has been born by God's grace and has been given the opportunity and the privilege to serve Him, let me encourage you to present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. May God bless you, is my prayer, for Jesus' sake. Brother Dan. Peace.
542. 542.
If I have wounded any soul today, if I have helped one foot to go astray, if I have walked in my own willful way, dear Lord, forgive. If I Here's the Spirit from above,
Oh, dear pilgrim, are you troubled by the darkness of the way? Do your sorrows and your burden fill your heart with dark dismay? Do your toils and tears and
to thy God.
95, my father. 495. 495.
There is a river we must pass over when my son goes to sleep in the bed. There'll be a light for me at the crossing, guiding me to my home on sweet bread.
Thank you. say the 20. Number 4.
Praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now brought above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. We praise thee, O God, for the Spirit of life, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our mind. Hallelujah, light the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, light the glory.